Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, and thanks for downloading this first episode of the Miles Younger podcast, the only podcast that will knock 10 years off you in 30 minutes. It's a bold claim, but one I hope you'll like. Now, in every episode, I'm hoping to inspire you to take control of the aging process, but in the right way. I'm Stuart Miles, and you might know me from TV or radio. I've done all sorts, including the iconic Blue Peter, where I was presenter between 1994 and 99. And more recently, I launched my website, milesyounger.com, aimed at helping people to look their best. And I've really been blown away by how many people of all ages have been checking it out, especially young people, which I'm loving, because it really shows how switched onto this stuff you are. And the fact that people realise that slowing down this ageing process is the key, really. For me, well, I'm 50 next year and I can't quite believe that. And I think for me, it's about the right way to age. You know what? The trouble is, there's a lot of rubbish out there. You know, fake promises, filtered images, lots of stuff just selling us lies about how we should feel we all want to look. So I guess I really felt that it was time for someone to have a bit of a grounded, level-headed conversation about aging. And obviously I want it to be useful, so I'm going to have the latest information and science, but I also wanted to provide the inspiration to do something, because I guess looking your best as we age, well, it does take a bit of effort, you know? It is worth it, but there's a bit of work involved. And honestly, I think that looking our best at any age has a huge impact on our self-esteem, which is something that a lot of people, if they're honest, probably sometimes lack, including myself. So coming up in this first episode,
if Twitter had been around, I would never have been on the telly. I was dreadful.
That's Lorraine Kelly. She's 58. She looks incredible for her age. Also coming up, a quick look at sun protection for your face. Very important at this time of year. Plus, I'll tell you why you should think twice before reaching for the Botox. But first, I'm really chuffed she's agreed to be part of this debut episode of the Miles Younger podcast. It's someone who's been on our TV screens. Well, she's been there for over 30 years, and I'm lucky enough to count her as a friend. Now, the Lorraine Kelly I know is, well, she's just as you see her on the telly. She's grounded, she's level-headed, and she has a really pragmatic approach to ageing. At 58, she looks better than ever. So I grabbed her after the show one morning, and we made ourselves comfy in her dressing room for a bit of a catch-up. So, Lorraine Kelly, welcome to the Miles Younger podcast. It's lovely to see you.
It's so good to see you as well. This is great. This is just like a blather.
It's like me and you in your dressing room, which is looking rather lovely. And the shoe collection is quite fabulous.
Do you like? You can never have enough shoes. But you know, these shoes are like pussycats that only live in a house that never actually get outside. And they last me for ages because I never wear them outside. I wear my flat shoes. As soon as I sit down in the studio, I put my high heels on. So I don't actually ever walk in them.
I think you've been caught out in your flat shoes on telly. I've seen you many times.
Many, many times. But you know, they're ornaments. They're things of gorgeousness and beauty and sparkliness.
Now, when I spoke to people about interviewing you, most people always say to me when I talk about you, they always say, she looks better than ever. And that's something I always hear about you. How have you done that?
Do you know what I think it is? I think in my 40s, certainly in my 30s and my 40s, I looked like a bag of washing. I was getting no help with style. My hair was tragic. And I just used to sort of go shopping. I would go shopping and just grab things like the SAS. I didn't really think it through. And now I'm very lucky I get help. And I think everybody needs help. They do. So I get help, and help has helped.
Do you feel, we all feel different than we did in our 20s, sure. But do you feel better? More confident, maybe.
I think I do feel better. I think a lot of it has got to do when you go back to the 80s, and Everybody looked older. You know, we got that. The hair was wrong. Too much makeup. You know, earrings like dinner plates. Big, big shoulder pads. Nobody. It was a very aging look for women, I think. So it's partly that. And also, I do think when I turned 50 and I discovered exercise that I really like, that's had a huge, made a huge difference to me. It really has. It's just tightened everything up. You know, just, all the bits that were heading south, you know, I managed to stop it for a wee while. But you know, because you come to class. You come to class and we love it.
It's always about finding that exercise that you love, I think.
Exactly.
Because if you love it, you'll carry on.
Well, exactly. And I mean, I did lose quite a lot of weight as well. And I think that always makes you look better. As long as you don't take it too far, it can always make you look better. And it just, you know, you feel better in yourself. You know, you really do. But you've got to find something you love because you won't keep doing it.
Yeah, it's true. Do you feel more under the microscope now in a way than you did when you first started? You talked about those in the 80s. Do you feel actually people are looking at you more critically, more intensely?
I think because of social media, and don't get me wrong, I think social media is an amazing thing. It's got a dark side, of course, as we know. But when I first started out, I'll be honest with you, if Twitter had been around, I would never have been on the telly. I was dreadful. Of course I was dreadful. Everybody's dreadful when the first day. It doesn't matter what you do.
I would check Rupert Bear trousers once. I don't think they'd have let me on TV again. But I would have been decimated.
Oh, I would have been destroyed. Yeah. I would have been destroyed by social media. So I'm very glad that I grew up when I did. But sure, I think we're all under a lot more scrutiny now. The thing about now, though, is that people get distracted. You know, it'll be, oh, it's all about this. And then, oh, there's a shiny thing and they're off doing something else. So even like huge, big, massive, very, very important stories, people get very intense about it. And then the next day, literally the next day,
it's gone.
It's away. Yeah. So everybody's now has got the attention span of stunned bees, you know, and they don't really, it's a shame because there's no analysis anymore. But having said that, I wouldn't slag off social media altogether because it is a force for good as well. Mm. You know, it really is. And for every wee troll sitting there, you know, spewing out their bile, there's amazing things happening.
The whole ageing thing, do you think men have always got away with it more, haven't they?
Oh,
really?
Completely. I mean, going way, way back, I always remember that amazing film with Bette Davis in it. And she sits and says, "I hate men." All about Eve. She says, because men just get better. Oh, it's the best film ever. Because men just actually, they do. I mean, you look at someone like George Clooney, he just gets better and better looking as he gets older. Aidan Turner, who's in Poldark, just gets better and better and better. And for girls, it is harder. And I have not gone down the route of having surgery or of having anything like Botox and things like that. Partly because I'm too scared, because I have seen on my show how it can make people look, and some people look like they should be in Star Trek. It's scary, you know, it really is. Some people are frightened of it. And also,
naming no names.
We all know who they are. But I mean, I just would I would never do it. I would honestly be too frightened. And also, when you go to LA and places like that, everybody looks exactly the same. Mm. It's like they all go to the same doctor. Mm. And what's the point of that? That's just nuts, you know. I earned these laughter lines, and I really have. But then I'm lucky because my mum looks really young. My grandmother looks really young as well. So I think a lot of it's your genes.
There's research that says about a third of it's your genes.
I think two-thirds
of it is what you do, though. So actually, weird. You can ruin your genes. You could have destroyed everything you were given.
Stuart, I'm terrible. I mean, I drink too much and I eat too much. Thank goodness I do my classes with Maxine, because otherwise, goodness me, I'd be an Oompa Loompa. But I do. But I love food and I hate this whole thing about being on a diet, which means that you're kind of like, oh, I can't go for lunch with my pal, or I can't go out, or I can't have friends around, we can't open a couple of bottles of vino. I mean, life is too short. It really, really is. And I do think as well, you get the face you deserve. And if you're reasonably happy, and if your glass is kind of half full, then you will look better.
Yeah, there's definitely something to be said for that. Do you think there's the whole thing of some of these people we were talking about, you look at them and think, oh my goodness, what have you had done or whatever, but they won't ever say anything.
No.
So in a way that it's sort of creating an unrealistic role model for people, because they're going, well, I want to look like that, and if I can do that with just a cream, then I'll do it. Of course we would. But that's not the truth, is it?
Well, no, it's not. I mean, look at Jane Fonda. She's beautiful. She's absolutely beautiful. But she's had everything done. You know, she's had facelifts and body lowers and all the rest of it. And she's advertising cream on the TV. And that I really, really don't agree with that. Because you just think, oh, come on. you know, really, you've got a great doctor and you've got loads of money and you can afford to do that. But, you know, a cream isn't going to do it. I think it's all about attitude. It's all about balance, because some of the most miserable people I know are the people that are permanently on a diet and they're on, they're eating sort of quinoa and mung beans. And it's like, have some chips and curry sauce because it's really good. And you'll be happier.
But just not every day, isn't it?
No, like, not every single day.
Treats are like,
it's every day, it's not special then. And, but I just think you can have all of these things if you want to, and you shouldn't, you know, we're here for such a short time. You've got to enjoy yourself. You really do have to enjoy yourself. But it's all about balance. Yeah. Because I know, you know, when I was in my 40s and I was a big lass, I really was. I was pretty miserable. Mm. I was pretty miserable, I'll be honest. And you sort of, it's that horrible, you know, it's a cycle. You eat for comfort and then you feel fatter and then you eat more and then it's just before you know where you are.
More from Lorraine in just a second. But I just want to let you know that if you rate and review this podcast on iTunes and others in this series, you will be automatically entered into a draw to win a free weekend at Champneys Health Resort in Tring at one of my new anti-aging retreats. You will be my personal guest. All you got to do is rate us on iTunes. You'll automatically be entered into that draw to attend the retreat in either September or November, whichever you choose. Thanks a lot.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Welcome to the Miles Younger Counter. We're talking sun protection this week. You need it on your face. You really need it on your face. The sun is one of the most damaging things to your skin. It will make you look older much more quickly. Here's a few products I really like. Now, the thing with sun protection on your face is it can make your skin look greasy. It can make it look a bit like a white film, you know, so you can look ghostly. Try HelioCare 360 Gel. It's oil-free, it's SPF 50, and it provides a semi-matte finish. It's £28. It's quite a lot of money. If you're looking for another product in the HelioCare range, try their Advanced Gel. Again, SPF 50. That's £19. They contain chemical and mineral filters and a special substance called FirmBlock, which is a natural sun protector. So if you're someone who's looking for natural products, these are great. If you're worried about your budget, La Cura Extra Sensitive Sun Lotion. Again, SPF 50. £1.99. Now, you can get it in Aldi. It does leave a little bit of white residue, I'll be honest with you, but it isn't that greasy. It really works. And for £1.99 for a huge tube, what's not to love? So let's get back to our interview with Lorraine Kelly. So we're sat in a dressing room and we're having a good old chat about this stuff.
Have you noticed with your viewers now, are they more interested or obsessed with this whole idea of looking great for their age?
Yes, everybody
you're
is.
Lots on the show now.
Everybody is obsessed with, and everybody wants a quick fix, and there is no such thing as a quick fix. Having said that, I think when I see women, like if we do makeovers, you know, we do that now and again, not all the time, but I love doing them because people always feel better and that's great. a really good haircut can take 10 years off you. And a really good, proper haircut with somebody who knows what they're doing, who looks at the shape of your face, looks at your colouring and all of that, and get your hair cut and dyed. Fantastic. Teeth whitened, but not stupidly white, because then you look silly. But just
blind people.
Well, you don't want that. I remember Ross and Friends did that, and he put the lights on where he could see his teeth. But that really helps. And just giving your style a wee bit of a makeover. And makeup too, because makeup has gone leaps and bounds now. You know, all that translucent stuff that bounces light back, and it's all very scientific. Yeah. But that helps as well. But like everybody else, my makeup bag is like 1985. I've not moved on, you know. I'm just lucky I've got lovely Helen that does my makeup, that gives me all these tricks.
Do you know what's lovely as well is, and you'll see it on your makeup, is how much of an impact it makes on how someone feels about
themselves. Oh, it's incredible.
And actually, this whole thing of aging, people are becoming obsessed, I think, with lines. And it's like, a line's a line. A line will come. You can get rid of a line, but it's going to come at some point.
Exactly.
But actually, just looking good for your age
is,
I think, what everyone needs to feel, because then you feel good about yourself.
No,
cheers,
you do.
Cheers at people around you.
And I think it's all about confidence, not overconfidence, because that's very unattractive, but just feeling happy and content. There's a lot of people, people always strive for happiness, but there's a lot to be said for being just content. You know, because you can't be happy all the time, that would be crazy. But you know, things, and it's just wee things that make you feel contented, I think that's important as well. But yeah, we're all looking for a quick fix. I don't think there's such a thing. I think a lot of it is about acceptance as well. You know, I've accepted the fact that I will always have a round tummy. I, you know, it's never going to go away completely unless I get it sucked out, and I'm not going to do that. You know, it's just, that's just the way it is. I've got a massive big scar on my leg because I had an accident, but it's fine. Yes. It's part of me and it's okay. I've got weird feet like a hobbit.
Like, you get this image of this, like, I'm sat next to this kind of bizarre creature. This is Lorraine Kelly, by the way, we're talking about here. I'm actually sat next to her.
No, but I have, and you know, and my bottom could be perter. Of course it could, but
everyone's
it's
like
all
that,
right.
Aren't they? Everyone's got something. But
even
you're right.
Even the most beautiful people.
Be happy with what you've got, and just make the... All I'm saying is, with Marge Younger as well, if people say, oh, you know, obsessed with looking young, it's not. It's about just being... When someone says, I'm 45, people, you want people to go,
yes,
you look great for 45,
yes.
Or you want people to go, I didn't know you were that old.
Yes.
That's all you want. That's
no,
it. That's it,
absolutely.
In a nutshell.
I love saying to people, I'm going to be 60 next year, and they go, what? And I want them to go, what? I don't want to be all sort of have work done and people go, she doesn't look all that. Because that would be defeating the purpose.
I've just realised I'm not 45, I'm 50 next year. I just threw that age in. I can't get used to the fact I'm going to be 50 next year. It freaks me out.
I can't believe you're going to be 50. That's ridiculous.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
Did you find 50 really? I was 40, I found weird. 50, I'm not bothered with.
Honestly, I found it.
Quite like
I
it.
Actually felt when I turned 50 that something just clicked and I suddenly stopped worrying about silly stuff and I did feel better. I think a lot of it was to do with the fact that I suddenly thought I have to take better care of myself, maybe.
Yes.
Because you're suddenly aware of the fact that, you know, the years are slipping by without getting too down about it. And I suddenly thought, I've got to look after myself now, which is why I go to the classes, which is why, you know, I make sure that I take care of myself and that I eat reasonably well without being silly. Because there's no point. I think going to extremes on anything is wrong.
Have you installed that sense in Rosie? Because I mean, Rosie's 21, she's beautiful. I've seen pictures of you recently together and it's like, you know, you and Minnie Me. It's like, but have you installed that in her? Because obviously people in 20 now, they seem much more obsessed than we. In my 20s,
oh,
I wasn't.
Geez,
they're all obsessed with it already.
I know, but
and
remember,
is it quite hard to install that in
I guess,
in
I mean, I've always just think that, I think mothers especially have got massive responsibility to their daughters and their sons. You know, if they see you all the time going on scales, I don't own scales, I don't believe in them, but if they see you going on scales, if they see you counting calories, if they see you forever saying my bum looks big in this, they're going to think that's the way it should be. So we've got a huge responsibility to make sure that actually, you know, I'm always, without overdoing it, but I always make sure that she knows I think she's beautiful, I think she looks incredible, I think, you know, it doesn't matter what size you are, you know, never be obsessed by what weight is, and, you know, don't take selfies of yourself every 2 seconds, you know, because I have said that to her as well. And of course she takes selfies and she does Instagram and all of that, but she's always very careful about what she would put on social media, and I think that's important, not just because she happens to be my daughter, but also because once it's there, it's there. And I think a lot of kids don't realise that now, that when you go for a job, oftentimes they're going to look at your Facebook account and go, whoa, you know, okay, that's a bit weird. So you have to be really careful what you put out there, because it's there forever.
Because what I want to say to some of these 20-year-olds who have become so obsessed with how they're looking, and you think about Love Island stuff, I want to say, look at people like you. Look at these people who haven't been obsessed, have got through to where they are now in their age, and suddenly are looking better than ever, and go, just take that path. Don't worry about it. Don't scrutinise yourself too much, because it actually just makes people miserable.
No, it does. And I do worry about that whole sort of culture, you know, that whole kind of Love Island, Towie, Made in Chelsea, all of that, where people become stars overnight and they can't handle it. They just can't handle it. They really can't.
Here's to making mistakes, coming out the other side, and just being fabulous later. I just think that's what it's all about.
I do.
And we're
I
all
do.
Scared to make mistakes, and people do, and we make. Of course, I spent my whole 20s making mistakes.
Oh, it's the only way that you learn. And now, it really is.
And people feel they can't, and I think it's a good thing to do, and I think you're a fantastic role model for that. People will go, she looks better than ever. And they don't believe what she says about the tummy. It's not true. Right, we're leaving now. We're going away with some shoes.
The fluffy ones are nice.
Welcome to the Miles Younger Truth. This is my chance to, well, just get a few things off my chest. And the first thing I want to talk about is Botox, because, well, I've never had it. I've never really had any kind of invasive anti-aging treatment. But here's the thing. People don't believe me. And it's actually starting to really piss me off, if I'm honest with you. Because, you know what, if you've had it done and it looks great, that's great. Nice one. I'm really happy for you. But I'm choosing not to. The trouble is, a lot of celebrities still feel the need to basically lie about this stuff, because I guess it gives them some advantage over others. And what's happening is I'm being tarred by the same brush, because people are turning around and going, yeah, well, surely you've had stuff done. And I'm like, I haven't. And I'll be honest, if I did feel the need to have it done one day, I would tell people, because, you know, I think it's unfair to claim that you're, you know, naturally youthful due to some kind of strict regime, when in reality, you've obviously had help in the form of a needle. I mean, it's misleading, isn't it? To be fair, the thought of someone kind of altering my face so that I can't express myself in the same way does terrify me a bit. It really does. And what also concerns me are the long-term effects of Botox. And I have done a little bit of research on this. And you've probably heard, oh, it's safe. They've been using it for 20 years plus and no one's had any major side effects. But there have been a series of reports during the last 10 years which have shown things like, for example, the Botox travels. So there's a guy called Professor Edwin Chapman, who's professor of neuroscience at the University of Wisconsin, and he basically proved that it can jump between neurons and it will hit areas it wasn't intended to treat. So this kind of myth that it doesn't travel just simply isn't true. Now, it might just be a tiny amount, but how far does it travel? What influence is that? Where does it go? You know, professionals will argue, oh, it's a tiny amount, it's harmless, but injected again and again and again over a number of years, can we really be 100% sure? The other report I read was a Swiss research paper that proved that sensation could be lost in other parts of the body too, which sounds a bit alarming, doesn't it? But basically, because facial expressions activate different parts of the brain, paralyzing tiny, minute facial movements reduces the amount of impulses sent to the brain, and nearby areas of the brain actually respond to that, and they also become underactive. So it can actually reduce the way, for example, the sensations in your hands are felt. Where else does it go? Where else could we lose sensations? Desensitizing you to your surroundings by maybe not being able to read people's emotions or express your emotions was another report they brought out in 2011. Now, that's lots of science there. And all I'm saying is, what happened to this science? Where did it go? No one followed this up. So what I'm calling for is more research to be done to follow up these studies. I mean, personally, I have concerns about injecting a version of one of the deadliest substances on the planet into me, however tiny that amount. That's no criticism of anyone who does. But I would just like people to take this stuff on board, have a serious think about what they're doing before they start injecting this substance into their system for, let's face it, what could be 10, 20, 30 years. Because in the future, if there does turn out to be any kind of issue, and let's hope that there isn't, then those who argue that a human's vanity is one of their greatest vulnerabilities, well, they might prove to be right.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.